We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Welcome, welcome, Internet. Rot Pod. Number 39. Here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. 42 degrees this fine evening. And, it's like a last episode in Rot Pod. We've got a guest, I'll introduce, my dude. He said he's always going to be here. DJ Problems. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, folks?
Doing good. This is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yes, sir. Let's bring it. Let's bring the rolling off track. You ready?
We ready, brother.
And do you know who's joining us tonight?
And we got a special guest.
Yes, sir. He's from Texas.
He's been on the podcast with us before.
He's in a place where everything's bigger.
Hey, yep. And it's a pleasure to have him back, man.
And I think he said it was 39 degrees where he's at compared to the 42 here in Albuquerque.
That's correct.
Oh, he is right there.
What's
up, man? How's it going? This guy from Texas.
Texas Kid,
is that you?
That's my handle. I'm going to try it out, see if it catches on.
Texas Kid. There we go. Pretty good, Texas Kid. So how you doing down there in Texas?
Freezing, man. We're not used to this kind of weather.
Okay, is it usually hot?
It's not hot, but it's not this cold. We usually don't get this kind of temperatures until, like, next month. Right now, we should probably be, like, in the 50s, but we'll take it.
Yes, sir. Cool. And your family, they're doing good in this weather?
Yep. They're doing really good, man. We're just, my wife is loving it. She loves this weather. If we can't get snow, she at least just wants it cold, you know?
Oh, yeah. You guys got to come back up to 505 to get some snow, huh?
Yep, 505, we missed the snow.
Missed the
today
snow.
We went and, we watched Frozen again with my daughter, and so we just saw all that snow in that movie, and...
That's like, the only way you get to see snow, huh? Watch a movie?
Yeah. In a cold theater and watch it.
Yeah. And, update from, last episode, DJ said, it snowed here in Albuquerque, part of the northeast side, the mountain side, but, after that, it hasn't snowed yet, huh?
No snow yet.
No snow, no rain, nada.
Isn't there a cold front coming through again? I heard there's another cold front coming through.
I don't know. So we should get a weather guy on Rot Pod.
Let's see. We got a weather update. We need the ESPN. Is that trademarked? That little jingle.
Ding 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 or something like that.
Yeah. Da da dun da da dun.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know.
We need a Rot Pod jingle.
Let's see. So, in Albuquerque tonight, it's 39, mostly clear. It's going to be clear all the way until Saturday and Sunday. So, it's looking all right. We're looking at the, 50s, and then the high is going to be 52 for the ending Sunday. So, not too bad. I mean, it's going to be breezy. You guys bundling up?
Breezy, easy. Still bundling up.
I'm wearing shorts, man. I'm not even gonna lie. I wore shorts today. I'm infamous for that, man. I wear shorts until it snows.
Yeah, I think on the weekends, I usually wear shorts, and if I have to go somewhere real quick, you know, I don't mind wearing shorts, but if I'm gonna be out for a while, then I'd rather put on pants.
Right.
Yep. What about you, Sky? You wear shorts all the time down there?
Sometimes. Not this week. Like I said, it's been cold, so I've been putting on pants.
Okay, cool.
Today was a little warm, so I didn't wear a jacket, but it got cold this evening, so I put on a jacket.
Alrighty, cool, buddy, cool. And, we're doing this, episode 39, Christmas Eve, just putting out another episode for you Rot Pod listeners, and, we put out a social media post saying, whoever wants to join can join, just for a few minutes if you want. Like the last episode, we had on, Dusty from the I'll just say Rot Pod listening people. Is that how you say it, DJ?
I guess we could say our Rot Podders.
Rot Podders, yeah.
You know, our loyal fans that listen to the Rot Podcast and, tune in to our shenanigans and cool stuff that goes on you know, on your show. So thank you, thank you.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, you never know. You never know who might pop in later, you know?
Yep.
You never know.
I got a trivia for you. What's so special about today?
So special about today? You mean the podcast?
Just about today, just about anything.
Oh, just about anything? Today, Christmas Eve, just the, well, for me, it's just to look on, our son's face to see opening the present, because of course we know what we got him, and we just want to see his face light up and just have him enjoy his presents. So,
yeah.
And, yeah, just enjoying the family time, and we usually, stay up late, stay up till the next morning, however long we can last, and just, relax, have fun, and no work tomorrow, and just, hang out, you know?
Okay. That's the wrong answer.
That's the wrong answer?
No, dude. What's special about today is my birthday, man.
Oh, today's your birthday?
Oh, man, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir. So tell everybody how old you are, or you just want to keep it a secret?
Keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret?
Well, yeah, I'll tell them.
Hello?
Yo, yo, yo.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hey, oh. Carlix.
Yo, yo.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Mr. B and DJ?
And we got another guest, Sky. Sky from Texas.
Sky from Texas, how are you?
Hey, man, how's it going?
So, good. Yep, Carlix from the last two episodes, and just joining us again. Cool. Pretty good, man. So how you doing, Carlix?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. Just getting ready to call it a night soon, pretty soon.
I'll be right back. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be right back.
All right. Sky was getting ready to tell us his age, because today's his birthday.
Oh.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
I'll just jump in whenever.
Well, how old are you?
Want to say it?
If you want, buddy, if you want, yeah.
Okay. I am 33.
33.
Yeah, man. Getting up there.
Getting up there.
It's crazy. I, you know, when you think back, when you're like a kid, you think 33 is like so old.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh man, 33 so far away and it's already here. And I'm like, ah, crap. I didn't get half of the things I wanted to get done by now.
You know, just don't think too much about it, buddy.
No, I'm fine. I mean, it's cool. You know, life's good. Got my daughter. She's healthy. She's doing good. My wife's doing good. Got a good job. You know, I love my job. So life's grand.
Life's grand. Right, Carlix?
Yes, sir.
Life is grand when you guys are on Rot Pod.
Rot Pod makes it all the more better.
All the better, buddy. I'm trying to speak
here.
Just as long as they're doing better than how we were at the.
Oh yeah, that's right. Pretty good, pretty good. Well, thanks guys for joining us, and let's get this show on the road. First of all, I want to mention Santa Claus. He's delivered 5,461,990,000 presents so far.
What?
And he was last seen in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Does Santa have a Twitter account?
I don't know.
He should.
He should, huh? But,
there's a couple of houses gonna skip because I'm in bed yet.
Because of what?
There's a skip of houses because we're not in bed yet.
Oh, okay. He's gonna see the lights on, he's gonna skip our houses, yep. And right now he's headed for St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri,
yes sir. And I'm using the official NORAD Santa tracker. You know, it shows where he's been, where he's going.
Holy crap, NORAD?
NORAD, yes sir.
Isn't that like military?
Yeah.
Military's keeping tabs on Santa.
Yo. And right now he's...
You probably want his technology, man.
His technology. His reindeer technology. Yo.
It's Christmas spirit. That's how it's run, man. They're trying to crack it.
Yo. You just gotta believe, right?
Believe or believe?
Believer. He just got a believer Santa.
How many presents has he delivered so far?
Okay, the numbers keeps growing, but right now 5,469,370,000, and the numbers are going up and up and up and up.
And that's each present?
Gifts delivered, yeah.
I wonder how they figure that.
Nobody.
Present per person? One gift per person?
Maybe. It's the government, man. Maybe later we'll give an update again.
Yeah, I wonder if they count for the different currencies across the different nations.
Maybe.
It's crazy. I wonder if they could, like, figure out how much dollars, like, how much dollar amounts he's delivered so far.
Just depends
like
if he's...
$500 trillion worth.
Yeah, it just depends if he delivered iPods or cookies, you know?
Or coal.
Or coal. Yeah.
Yep. Holy crap.
NORAD tracker, buddy.
Still can't catch him, huh?
Still can't catch him. All right,
How do you think he travels around the world?
Santa?
Yeah. How do you think he hits every house at once? Do you think it's like he freezes time or uses wormholes?
Well, with the Christmas spirit, anything is possible, buddy.
Like cruising around a DeLorean.
A DeLorean. And after Christmas, he takes a whole year to repair the flux capacitor.
He doesn't have a Mr. Fusion?
Does a Mr. Fusion? No. Oh, man. The government took it away from him.
The government. I use that now everywhere I go. When someone asks me a question, I'm like, it's the government, man.
It's the government, man.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, if the government knows, I was playing Rayman for the PS Vita, and again, I'm still playing that, and I've played so many hours, and that game is just going on and on. There's more levels keeps adding, but that game, the picture quality, the video quality, the colors, everything, it's bad, man. The way the game is, the screen on the screen.
Yeah,
that game is pretty good, and I've been playing Gears 3 too, so that's one of my favorite games, and just I keep playing that one over and over again, and it's a good game, man. Good game. Foosball. Played some Foosball on the Vita also. So downloaded that one off the PSN store, and it's pretty good. I didn't think it would be fun, but after I started playing it, I got into it, and I just wanted to keep scoring, and you kind of do like a campaign. So in that campaign, you beat a team, and you keep going, you just keep advancing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. And, what else? Rayman, Gears 3, Foosball, oh, Major Mayhem for my tablet. It's a side scroller, and you're this army dude. You go across the screen, and it automatically he goes into cover, like behind a rock or behind a boulder, behind a building or whatever. But he goes into cover, and in the background, you can see ninjas popping up, like behind houses, behind trees and stuff like that. So when the ninjas come out, you just tap with your finger on wherever you want to shoot, and when you tap your finger on like a ninja's head, he comes out of cover and shoots his pistol. And if you keep advancing, you earn money and earn points, and you get to upgrade your weapons, bombs, and whatever else you can collect. So it's pretty good. Once you start playing it, you just keep going like any other game. You just want to keep upgrading your weapons, upgrading your guns. So it's pretty good.
So are you like you're a military guy hunting ninjas?
Hunting ninjas. Yeah, he kind of looks like Rambo, because he has a, he's wearing like a shirt, pants and a helmet. And when you come out of cover to shoot, the ninjas are shooting, ninja stars at you. And when they hit you, your armor slowly, depletes. So when they hit you, the helmet comes off and the shirt comes off, stuff like that. So, When you get hit, those come off, and when the helmet and the shirt comes off, he kind of looks like Rambo. It's funny. It looks funny.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. So you don't do anything. You just he goes into cover. Then when you push on the screen, he shoots in that direction. And after you've clear that area, then he runs off to the right, and he goes into cover in a different area, and you just do the same thing over and over again. It's pretty fun. It's fun. I like it. If it wasn't fun, then I wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, not worthy of Rot Pod air.
Not worthy of Rot Pod voice, vocals.
Vocals.
Yep. Another one, last one. I'm still playing that Tiny Death Star. Still collecting money, still upgrading my levels, and right now I'm trying to save my coins so I could get a bigger elevator, and with that elevator, more people will be able to go up and down the levels and spend their money and give me money, so. This is pretty good, Tiny Death Star. You guys should check it out. I think it's on Android and iOS too.
Cool.
And
is that part of the Star Wars franchise, or is Star it like Wars? Separate?
Yeah, that's part of it because the beginning shows the Lucasfilm logo okay. and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. And I think I don't know. You might want to check on your phones, guy, because I know you have a BlackBerry, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, you might want to check it see if it's on there, and it should be free, so you can try cool. it, check it out.
Well, I still have my iTouch, so I still get games on that one.
Oh, okay.
BlackBerry doesn't have a very big app library and doesn't get a whole lot of support for it. So plus my BlackBerry doesn't have a whole lot of storage, so I try to keep it free.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And Carlix, I forgot to ask you last time. Do you have an iOS or Android or a BlackBerry?
I have a iOS.
iOS. Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, DJ has an iOS too. He's a Apple fanboy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Apples, BlackBerries.
Apples, can BlackBerries, we just robots. All get along?
Wait, Mr. B. Mr. B, you're Android, right?
Android, yeah. I mean, we have everything in the house, but I use Android.
Android.
And the phone that I have right now is a Droid 4. It's came out close to 2 years ago. I still have it, and I'm still. I don't know when I'll get a new one, but I'm liking this Droid 4.
Maybe Santa will bring you one.
Is there?
He's still awake. Santa's gonna bring him a BlackBerry.
Or maybe he skipped New Mexico.
Maybe. All right, real quick, let me give another update right here. Okay, Santa's last seen in Decatur, Alabama, and he's headed for Tuscaloosa, Alabama right now.
Holy crap, he's hauling, man.
Yep, and the gift's delivered, 5,510,170,000, and the numbers keep going up again.
He's putting the UPS and FedEx to shame right now.
Yes, sir. And yeah, that's what I've been playing and watched. Haven't really watched anything. Been kind of busy. I guess
I watched Walking with the Dinosaurs today.
Did you watch that one?
Yep.
Cool. How was it?
It was good. I mean, it was short, but it was decent.
Pretty good. Yeah, you said you were gonna watch that with your family, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You got to see it?
Trying to So you got some popcorn, and like the family sat down a little bit before I did. So you got a couple of drinks and some popcorn.
Oh, yeah. I got a candy.
I dropped the popcorn. So I spilled it, and then I went back to get it refilled. And they replaced the popcorn, and I went back into the theater, and halfway up, I spilled it again.
Oh.
But anyway, they replaced it again, so.
Okay, that's pretty good that they replaced it.
Yeah. I mean, it was dead in there, like only 10 of us.
Okay. Did you watch it today or before today?
Today.
Oh, okay. So a lot of people doing,
o'clock.
A lot of people probably doing their late last minute Christmas shopping now.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. I wonder if the movie theater will be open tomorrow. You think it will?
I think it is. It will be, yeah.
Okay. Pretty good. I do remember one movie that I watched was the, Land of the Lost. The one with, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, that one part is crazy where he gets bitten by that big old mosquito and then, he starts draining his blood. He's getting all tired. He says, I'm feeling weird. And he falls back and all that blood just splatters behind him.
Oh, dude, that was disgusting, man. It's funny, though.
Yeah. Yes,
it's okay. It's an okay show. If you want to watch something just to pass the time, it's pretty funny. I know it got a lot of crap, like it was a bad movie, whatever. It was funny.
Yep. Cool. Alrighty, we got we got DJ, we got Sky, we got Carlix. Who wants to go next with what they watched or what they played?
I'll go next.
Alright, buddy.
I haven't played anything. I tried. I was looking around on the App Store about a week ago, and I was trying to find a game so I could buy it or download it and play it and so I can review it on this podcast, but I just got busy. And so I'll change my ways. I have the next couple of weeks off, so I'm going to go and find a game You talked about that Death Star one, so that sounds pretty cool. I might go download that. But I'm watching right now, I don't know if you guys heard of The Killing. It's a TV series on AMC.
The Killing, no.
Yeah, it was on about the same time as Breaking Bad was on. I remember watching Breaking Bad, and I remember seeing the promos for it, and I thought, hey, that looks like a pretty cool show. And then I just kind of forgot about it for a while. And then, so I finished Breaking Bad, and for a while I was trying to look for a new show to get into a new series. And then I remembered The Killing. I was like, hey, so I got first season, I finished the first season in a couple weeks. It's really good. You guys know the premise behind it?
No, just all I know is it's just like a crime drama.
Yeah, it's like a crime drama. Teenage girl in Seattle, Washington, she finds up, or she turns up dead, and so these detectives start investigating her murder, and then it just starts spiraling into this big old conspiracy involving politicians and all these other higher up cops and all this other stuff. So, and it doesn't sound like it's different from any other crime drama, and it's different only in the fact that, like, it's really raw. Like, it really gets into how it really affects people and, like, families and stuff. Because, you know, in, like, regular crime movies, someone dies and, you know, it doesn't really get into the nitty-gritty of how that just ripples and affects people and families and all that. But it's just, it's really raw and it's really good.
So The Killing, huh?
Yeah, The Killing. I think they're on season 3. They've been having problems. Season 1, I can't remember when it came out. I think it was like 2008. I don't know exactly the date, but they're up to season 3 now. And they've been having a hard time keeping it in production just because it's not garnering a big fan base, but it's a really good show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on Netflix too, huh?
Yeah. So right now I'm on season 2. I just started it. And I think season 3 is going on right now on TV.
Oh, okay. So they won't have season 3 till later.
Yeah, it won't be till later. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Movies. Like I said, I watched Frozen today again. My daughter wanted to see it. She loves that little snowman, Olaf. So she just cracks up every time he's on the screen. She loves that little snowman. And the second thing is, they sold that little snowman as a plush doll, like a JCPenney.
Oh, okay.
And we saw it, you know, this is before the movie was released, and they had like a ton of them just sitting there, and they were like $10. And, you know, stupid us, we're like, oh, whatever, we'll go back.
Ooh, later. I know where this is going.
Yeah, and so the movie dropped in theaters. We went back a couple of days later, and it's all sold out everywhere.
Oh, yep. That's what happens all the time, buddy.
Yeah, so next time I'm just going to buy it, man. Don't wait.
Don't trust wait, just gut. Do it.
Just trust your gut.
Trust your gut. YOLO, buddy, YOLO.
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 That's right, man.
Right, DJ, YOLO?
Yep.
Cool. What else, guy? What else? You watch anything?
No, that's about it. Just The Killing. We've been really busy at work. Couple weeks, we've been trying to get some major sequences of our next movie done before we all took off for Christmas break. So, kind of been pulling some long hours.
Okay, yeah, just to enjoy the holidays, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, Carlix, I'm gonna ask you last, because I got something to play. We got a voicemail, so I'm gonna play that before Carlix comes on. All right, Carlix.
Problem.
All right, so DJ, you're up next, buddy.
Sorry, brother, I'm snacking.
That's cool. What are you snacking on?
I'm snacking on crackers.
Oh, crackers.
Eggnog.
Man, I wish. I don't have any here at the house, but I'd like to have some, though.
Eggnog and crackers, do they go together?
I guess they could. I'd get some donuts. That sounds pretty good. You know, some eggnog and donuts.
Yeah. Cool.
Eggnog and rum.
There you go.
Ooh. We know what Carlix is having. All right, DJ, before you say anything, an update. Last seen Santa, Cancun, Mexico, and he's headed for Belize City, Belize.
Jeez, man.
And gifts delivered, $5,555,987,000,
and then dot, 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 dot. Let me ask you this, do they got him on GPS or what?
No, I'm using this official NORAD Santa tracker, buddy.
I just seen that on the news just now, and it looks like he has a couple of F-17s tagging along with him.
Really?
Yeah. A couple of fighter jets are following him.
Following him, and just to make sure he doesn't, make sure he's obeying those border rules, huh?
Checking his papers.
Yep.
Make sure he's friendly.
Make sure he's, yep. You know how when
they... How can they track Santa, but they can't get any definitive UFO evidence?
That's a good question, man. Good question.
Come on, government. I know you're listening. Come on, answer that question. You know where I live, so, yeah. So you know where I live. You know everything about me, so just email me.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, yeah, DJ, you watch any play anything?
No, just... Been trying to get some Christmas stuff done and getting ready for a trip. But, one of my buddies had, suggested before, you know, earlier me and, Mr. B were talking about, a movie called Anger Management. So I thought I'd bring that up in the, you know, one of the topics that we were talking about. So, have you guys seen, Anger Management?
Yeah.
That's with, Adam Sandler, right?
Is that, Adam Sandler and, Jack Nicholson? Is that?
Yes, sir.
So, what's it about? If you guys could give me a little bit of a, you know, insight or, you know, something like that.
Okay, just a quick description. Sandler plays a businessman who is wrongly sentenced to an anger management program where he meets an aggressive instructor. And the instructor is, Jack Nicholson. So,
Is that good enough?
Yep, sounds good.
Yeah. And it's a comedy.
it's a good comedy. The way Adam Sandler is, the way he yells, the way he talks, and it's like that throughout the movie.
Would you guys watch it again? Is it one of those you might put on your favorites list or something like that?
I would.
You can watch it.
Is it funny? Does it got some you know, hilarious clips you can reminisce about? And, you know, that was good. You know, that was a good you know, laugh, whatever. Whatever the case may be, you know.
Yeah. Yes, I don't remember the exact actions that were taken, but when they go and visit the guy that used to bully him around, the guy's a monk. Mm-hmm. So he goes to this guy trying to, I guess, how would you say, like, face his fears and trying to do a, like, closure between him and that bully. So he goes to see him, and this funny stuff happens during that time. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I'd watch it.
So you're gonna buy the movie, or you're gonna rent it somewhere?
I'm gonna try and see if it's on. You know me. I'm gonna see if it's on Netflix. And if I can't get a hold of it like that, let's go buy it. You know, go down to Walmart and buy it.
Yeah, it came out in 2003. So if you decide to buy it, then it'll be a pretty good price.
Ooh, it's classic. $10.99 rack. $9.99.
Not the rack, the big old box where they throw in all those movies.
The $5 and $10 movies. Yeah. Or the aisles. Those big four paneled aisles in the center of those, you know, electronics aisles or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, people just...
the stations.
People just dig through them and mess up everything.
Yeah.
Crazy shoppers, Black Friday shoppers, Christmas Eve shoppers.
Yeah. Nothing exciting, man. Just, you know, same old, same old.
Yep. All right, cool.
Christmas shopping done.
You got yours done?
Really?
Yeah. Did you do any shopping today?
Yeah. Got them all. Got everybody taken care of and got all the gifts wrapped.
Cool, cool. All right, DJ, is that it?
Yeah, buddy. That's all I got.
Alrighty. Alright, before Carlex come on, this is the reason why this caller called in was because of you, Carlex. Just because of you, buddy. Uh-oh. Alright. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. B. This is Jaden420. Just wanted to say what's up and tell you, what? You haven't watched The Christmas Story? What's wrong with you? We're in the same generation. You know, it's one of those things, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. You never heard of that? So, well, I just wanted to say hi, and I'm very disappointed. All right, well, you have a good one. Have a fun time. I'll see you next time. What's up, DJ? And Mr. A, keep helping little old ladies cross the street. Bye.
That's good, huh?
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Is a listener upset with us, buddy, just because of you, Carlex, because you had to bring up The Christmas Story and me, we haven't watched it. And
it is showing right now, so turn the, if you have DirecTV, it's channel 247.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it tomorrow, so Christmas Day, buddy.
Mr. B, you haven't seen The Christmas Story?
You too.
Oh, uh-oh. Dude.
No,
I'm guilty of it too. I don't think I've seen A Christmas Story. Is A Christmas Carol classic. The same thing?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm guilty, man. I'm with you, Mr. B.
Oh man, it's a classic movie. My wife watches it like at least once a day, every day in December. I can quote that whole movie if I had to.
Really?
Well, most of it.
Yeah. Most of it. Yeah, so we got
a good show, man.
Listener right there and giving us the slap in the face.
Ooh, virtual slap on the wrist. In the face.
and can of worms on that one.
Yeah. And then after all that, he says, what up, DJ? Oh, DJ.
What up?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Mr. A, he's not here today. He's, today, I think, he's in one of those jets with Santa helping him out. So, pretty good. All right. Thanks for calling in. And if listeners out there, you guys want to call in for something, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Call in with anything.
Anything.
All right, Carlex, your turn. What'd you watch?
Well, like I said, I watched Walking with Dinosaurs with the family.
Yeah.
Twice in the theater.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie, but like I said, it was a little short, but good overall.
Yeah. And
I haven't played it even. That's probably on Xbox Live. So I gotta renew my membership soon.
Oh, okay, your membership ended?
Yeah, so I gotta renew that.
Oh.
Get another card.
Cool.
Right.
You know what that movie reminds me of? Walking with Dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs?
No. Obviously. And walking. No, I saw the promos for it, and I was thinking, like, man, I'm thinking Land Before Time. It looks like Land Before Time with Littlefoot. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, with Littlefoot and what was the other dinosaur's name?
And Sarah and Petrie. And anyway, so I was thinking about it, and it's been, like, forever since I've seen it. And my wife's parents are visiting right now, and I woke up this morning. My daughter wakes up early. And usually I get up with her, but this morning, since the grandparents are here, I'm just like, whatever, I'm sleeping in. So I woke up this morning, I walked into the living room, and lo and behold, Land Before Time is on the TV, and I'm like, what the heck? I was like, this is so long ago. My daughter was just eating it up. She was like pointing to the TV, like, look, Daddy, dinosaurs.
Ducky.
Like, whoa, this is freaky.
Is a Ducky, Daddy Tops, Littlefoot, Rooter, Petrie and Sarah.
Rooter. You sure you're looking at the right one?
No, Spike. Spike.
Spike.
So which one's Spike?
Spike was the little brother. He was just the kind of slow one that ate shit all the time.
Yeah.
He was like eating the leaves and like all their stuff all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah. And Sharptooth, was it? Sharptooth?
Sharptooth, yeah. He was the bad thing.
From watching Land Before Time, it's the long necks don't.
That's good, man. Chomper, Chomper.
There you go, man. That's classic.
Yep.
Reminiscing back in the days.
So was walking with dinosaurs like Land Before Time?
Yeah, I'd say that's this generation's Land Before Time.
Cool, cool.
I think the only dinosaur movie I still like, and I think, is Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
The original.
You heard they're making another one, right?
Is it like a redo, or is it like a... Which is
No, it's continuing. I think they're calling it Jurassic World.
Okay, so it's going to be like number 4?
Yeah, I think so. There hasn't been too much news on it, but they're calling it Jurassic World right now.
Already?
So I don't know if the dinosaurs got off the island and they're starting to spread. I don't know.
The first one was just so good. I don't think any of the other dinosaur movies can compare to the first Jurassic Park. It seemed as if it was so real, you know. It was as if there was a real place that somebody could actually go to and there'd be dinosaurs there, you know, and even the way they did the dinosaurs and, you know, even animating and getting them to walk and get over the fence and look at them and smash their car and stuff like that. That was a really good movie, man. And not too many movies have that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that the animated series can kind of bring that back. You know, it gives that lifelike, you know, interpretation of, cool things like that, you know?
It's cool. Yeah. Especially the way they did the T-Rex too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, it says right here, Jurassic World is an upcoming American science fiction adventure film that will be the fourth entry in the Jurassic Park film series.
Does it give a date?
It just says 2015, but the plot is, there's a lot of stuff that's unknown, but it just says 2015. So hopefully later next year we'll be getting some updates.
Yeah.
And speaking of updates, last seen Santa Limon, Costa Rica. Heading for Panama City, Panama.
Jeez, how many... How does he do it so fast?
Christmas spirit, buddy.
It's all Rudolph.
It's Rudolph.
That boy, he must have had a Red Bull.
Red Bull, yo.
It gives you wings. Gives him,
yep, and gifts delivered. 5,622,832,000 and dot, dot, dot. So he's getting up there.
Feeds his reindeer some speed.
Yes, sir. Some keep him going.
So they can do an all-nighters.
All-nighters. Yep, yep.
What happens if one reindeer like breaks down? Does he have a spare?
What if one gets a flat tire or a flat hoof?
Yeah, loses a shoe, huh?
Does he have one waiting, like, in his trunk?
Probably got a spare in his back somewhere.
Bag.
Or does the Christmas spirit heal him? I like that answer.
Are you kidding? The sleigh never breaks down.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Christmas spirit. See, I'm a skeptic. I'm not a believer. That's why Santa's going to skip my house.
Yeah, Santa's not coming here.
Nope. Government will be, though.
Yeah, right. I hear you on that.
I keep antagonizing them. They're gonna make it. They're gonna pay me a visit. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And one thing that's part of the Christmas spirit is the best Android shooter games. You guys ready?
Ready.
Shoot. Get it?
Shoot. Yeah. Call of Duty Strike Team.
Woo!
Dead Trigger 2. Epoch. Epoch. And the one I was talking about, Major Mayhem, Mass Effect Infiltrator, Modern Combat 4, and this one, Pew Pew 2. That's the name of it.
Pretty cool title.
Yeah.
Pew Pew.
Pew Pew 2.
Like the sound effects of a gun.
Yes, sir.
They probably just like, you know what, we can't come up with a title, whatever, just call it pew pew.
That's lazy, man.
That's lazy. Do you know what the next game will be called if they're being lazy?
What?
Twingers.
It'll be like, bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
I'll show you sound effect.
Hey, have you guys ever played that game, Bang, Bang?
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
It's the sequel to Pew Pew.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. And a real quick update, new Sony devices about to be released. Here's a list of them. The Xperia ZS1, the Sony SPG521, Sony D6503, Sony D5322, Sony D5503, Sony D2005, and the Sony D2105.
Obviously.
And what is up? What are these?
You can slow-mo and rewind on the podcast, buddy.
I think you made those up.
Yeah. No, it's just Sony's coming out with some new phones, and those are the only things that's leaked, and they don't have they want to get some photos of them. So I think there's like eight of them that I just named off, the seven or eight. So those new phones are coming out for Sony, and they're just waiting for them and see if they're gonna be good phones. And you know how Verizon, AT&T still have their data caps?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're thinking that hopefully next year they're going to stop all that, just because more and more people are using more data, and over the years people have been using more data, so they've been paying more. And if they keep doing that, then the customers are going to start leaving for these other companies. So they're saying hopefully next year, the beginning of the year, these two, Verizon and AT&T, are going to stop that and just start doing the unlimited, just as the other companies are doing. So that would be good.
That'd be sweet, man. Right now I'm like counting data. Like right now I have like 300 megs left. I still have a week left. I haven't even FaceTimed with any of my family yet. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm just thinking like, I'll just pay the extra, you know, just because I want to see my family and stuff.
Yep. Heck yes.
Heck yeah.
Pretty good. So if you guys have a Verizon and I still have my unlimited data for Verizon, so hopefully it ends so everybody can enjoy the unlimited data.
Yeah, that's what I have too on my phone.
You still have unlimited data?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. What about you, DJ? You have a data cap?
Yeah, man, it's two gigs.
Okay, yeah. So I think they said that people only used like about 600 megs, and then over the past year they increased their data usage to like close to 2.5 gigs.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, for one, I'm on the phone just trying to do messages and stuff and talk to people, or just like network, or just look at stuff, or just see new things that have come out, you know?
Yeah.
Just try to be in the mix, and sometimes you forget you're on the internet or on sites for that long and it's all counting data, you know, at that point in time whenever you're on the internet, or, you know, you're on your things without Wi-Fi, so I try and stay on a Wi-Fi network wherever I go, so you know, mine stays relatively low until I start leaving a Wi-Fi connection.
Yep. So yeah, just
you know, it sucks, but
yeah.
Yes, sir.
I burn through data just watching YouTube.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I know, man. Like, okay, so like if you visit a web page or just check your email, that's fine. It doesn't eat up too much data. But when you start getting on YouTube or streaming any kind of video or anything, you know, everything's like HD now. So that eats up data like crazy.
And sending emails with, you know, pictures and links and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
files and stuff like that takes a huge chunk of data. And that sometimes, you know, you do a couple emails and send a couple things back and forth, and it's already eaten up. You know, I'm already getting text messages from the carrier saying, "Hey, you're already 75%, you know, through your data," and it's already, and it's, you know, it's only 1 week into the thing. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they do need to open it up because
I need help.
Yeah. Well, no, like I said, these developers now, they just don't like YouTube. They just, you know, forget the amateur people that upload stuff, but like the professionals, you know, they upload like HD quality stuff. And so that's the only way to kind of look at, you know, watch movies or trailers or clips or anymore, because everything's being uploaded like HD quality now, you know, cause phones are also, they can record in HD quality now.
Right.
You don't have this low quality anymore, so it's just.
Phones are quicker than computers.
Yeah, man. Blame the internet.
Yeah, right?
Did you guys know that? Did you guys know that, RotPod is in HD?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Here's your breathing.
DJ's voice is in HD.
Oh, jeez. You can hear me munching.
I can hear you light up something up back there, buddy.
I'm sitting here breaking apart sugar cookies.
I was just going to guess that. I was like, you know what? It sounds like sugar cookies.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sugar cookies on a styrofoam plate. You can hear that little popping.
I think I can smell it.
You know, and they got the little Hershey's kiss. Sir.
This is the RotPod Skype. You can smell it.
Oh, man. We need smell-o-vision already. Where are the scientists at?
Smell-o-Skype.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. Smell-o-Skype.
Smell-o-Skype.
Somebody trademark that before they get it on the air, man, because I seen this really good idea. You know the edible arrangement fruits?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone had come out with, it was like, you know the little turkey, like, basters? You know, they got the long tubes and the little suction thing at the end or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it has little different shapes and stuff that you can get for fruit and salads and stuff. And you can do like 10 of those and then just push the little thing out and it disperses all your little shapes and cool shit. And I'm like, man, that's such a smart idea. I should have came up with that. Some guy was like, man, I don't have enough money to get that arrangement. So I'm going to come up with something real quick that we can just. Someone give me a turkey baster and a cool little cake shaper or whatever, cookie shaper, and we're going to make this work. So we need to invent something like that, some Skype smell-o-vision, smell-o-Skype.
Yes, sir, smell-o-Skype, buddy. Smell-o-Skype TM, RotPod.
There we go.
And, just like earlier in the year, Selfie was added to the Oxford English Dictionary. So
yeah,
and the stats that they revealed is number of photos taken will approach 1 trillion selfies.
Jeez. Think Santa's taking a selfie right now?
He's on the sleigh smiling away, taking selfies.
Yes, sir. He's taking a selfie in Guatemala, and he's headed for. How do you say Ciudad del Carmen, Mexico?
Ciudad?
Yes, sir.
Del Carmen?
Oh, no, it changed. It just changed right now. He's headed for New Orleans, Louisiana now.
Wow, man, flying.
Why did he go across the country and come back to the States again?
Yeah, he's kind of going, north to south and south to north.
Trying to challenge himself.
One of the reindeer's got a flat tire.
Yeah.
Got Billy's gift.
Yeah.
He died.
And Sony smartwatch. This is just a quick update. Sony smartwatch. They're introducing the third one at next year's CES. So, just like I said in one of the earlier episodes, the Sony watches or not Sony watches, but the smartwatches. They're steadily improving, just adding stuff and just trying to make it a good watch and a good smartwatch. So Sony, they're introducing their third one at CES this next year, and we just got to see what they're coming up with in those new watches.
I haven't even seen a watch anywhere.
You haven't seen one yet?
No. Are they selling them? Like, can I go to Radio Shack and buy one?
I don't know about...
Good question.
Yeah. I was just saying good question, or you got a question?
No, I said good question.
Oh, okay.
That's a good question. You know, if someone can get it, you know, somewhere.
Yeah. I think the best way is just to get it online. I don't think you would, I think you'd waste your time just going around your local stores and trying to find one. Best Buy, they might have some, just depending on which Best Buy you got. Because, you know, like, different Best Buys across the country, they carry different electronics and different, high grade electronics. So it just depends on where you're at. So if you're like in a real big city, maybe like Phoenix or, Denver or
Dallas.
Maybe even Dallas, they might have that stuff at those local stores. But I guess your best bet would just to look online and buy it from there. But you can buy it.
Cool.
He's just laughing.
Eggnog is kicking in.
I'm laughing at the life.
Laughing at life?
Something happened at the wife. She's trying to figure out how to stuff some money, stocking stuffers into the stockings.
Oh, okay, okay. And, yeah, just like the last episode, the new BMW i8s, 2015s, they are going to introduce laser headlights.
Laser?
Laser headlights, yeah. So, instead of like regular headlights where it just, shines in front of you and other people can see it, this one, the laser lights are going to be, shining in a particular direction so other people won't get blinded. But they'll be able to see other LED lights on the car just to see where you're at. But the laser headlights will be able to be shining in like straight ahead of you. And, so you'll know where you're going. It'll be brighter and easier to see with these new ones.
So you can zap the annoying drivers.
So exactly.
they should do a commercial. They should trademark this for us, guys. They should do a commercial with Austin Powers as Dr. Evil.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when I heard laser.
Yeah, and him sit there and turn around in a chair and go, with these lasers, and then the lights come on the, you know, on the car, and it turn around and starts zooming around through this and that, and then have Dr. Evil in the car with his little, with his pinky up in the, you know, just up on his, you know, up on his lips, like $1 million, you know?
For $1 million.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be a good commercial, man.
Yeah, pretty good. Awesome.
You just can't shine it at airlines or airplanes. Have you heard of that? There's been people that shine those lasers into like airplane cockpits.
Oh yeah, as they're landing.
It's a federal offense, right?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I gotta take down or turn off our lights.
Akron, Ohio. An Ohio man took 50 local homeless people out to a 4-star dinner.
That's awesome. That's a good man right there.
It's pretty good, huh? And just today, actually, I don't know if you guys seen my post. Somebody got lucky in a drive-thru. Did you guys see it?
No.
Mr. B strikes again through the drive-thru.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, dude. Doing good deeds.
Doing good deeds. I'm telling you, I need to get some stickers or cards or something and hand them out to the people behind me.
The good deed king.
Good deed king.
You've been rot-potted.
You've been rot-potted. Yes, sir. And,
you've been rot-potted. Have a good day.
With a smiley face, huh?
You should get bumper stickers so everybody can have around town.
Yes, that's right, man. Yeah. Gotta do this. 2014's the year, buddy.
You know.
And, you guys heard about Turbo the movie?
Yep. I had a friend work. He worked on it.
Oh, okay, okay. They're coming out with like a TV series, Turbo Fast, F-A-S-T. And they're premiering it on Netflix, so you'll be able to watch, I think it was 5 episodes on Netflix right now.
That's, isn't that like 2D?
2D?
Yeah, I think it's 2D, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a guy out. I work with, he worked on the movie, so.
Pretty good.
So he came over here.
Alright guys, real quick, at JD420, at RotPod, here's my pineapple upside down cake with green cherries. Remember that, DJ, those green cherries?
Yeah.
So, let me, send you guys a picture of the, green cherry cake.
And check it out.
Who made it?
Listener. Our Twitter handle's at Jaden420.
Oh, okay.
So can you see that?
I'm not getting it.
Let me see here.
Oh, here we go.
And then real quick, at Rocketeer, R-O-C-K-E-T-T-E-3-R. This person always also says, disappointed in RotPod for not watching A Christmas Story.
Ooh, that looks good.
Yeah, does that look good?
Oh yeah, that does look good. Oh man, save me a piece.
You guys having anything special for Thanksgiving?
Did we have anything special for Thanksgiving?
Are you guys eating anything special for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving?
I mean, for Christmas.
I was like, man, we're having Thanksgiving again.
Had turkey.
Probably make a turkey and some other stuff inside.
We're gonna have a ham, honey glazed.
Honey glazed, yes sir, sounds good.
I think we're gonna be having like enchiladas and some green chili pozole and...
Red chili pozole, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
Alright, here's the last update for tonight. Santa's been last seen in Shreveport, Louisiana. And
oh crap, I gotta get to bed, guys. Shreveport is just like 200 miles east of me, so.
And he's headed for Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, he's going the other way. Never mind, I'm good.
But he's going west though.
Oh, all right. Oh, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, you got enough time to go to sleep now. So. All right, fellas, number 39. Number 39 is done, finished. Good time. You guys have a good time?
Yes. This in the books?
Yes, sir.
He's always rolling.
Rolling, rolling. And if Mr. A was here, I think we would try and bring up the maybe next year or maybe sometime we try and do like a long episode live and just keep bringing in people and...
An all-nighter,
should, yeah, do something like that.
We should try the video. We should try the video live streaming.
Yeah, we can do that. I think that one we'd have to do a Google Hangouts. So that one would be pretty good to do the video.
Yeah, that'd be fun, man. Some nifty and new.
Yeah. Maybe I'll start, posting stuff on that on the social media and, maybe like a week or give it like, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks and just to see how many people, just to let a lot of people know about it and ahead of time and that way they'll know about it when it happens. Pretty good. How does it sound, Carlix?
Yeah, I mean, sounds all good.
What about you, Sky? You up for it?
Sounds awesome.
All right, cool.
39 in the books.
39 in the books. Yes, sir. So, Sky, any social media you want to pimp out?
No, sorry. I don't have anything ready yet.
All right. What about you, Carlix? Nothing? Anything?
Just my Skype, I guess. That's...
Just your Skype?
Yeah.
All right, go for it. Tell the people where they could Skype you at.
Actually, I don't even remember my Skype name.
All right. Yeah, it just says KM?
Yeah, that's KM.
Yeah, I guess search for KM, and it'll be under Albuquerque, New Mexico, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Cool. DJ, you want to pimp out your social media?
You guys know... Facebook, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Twitter, DJ Problems Official, and Instagram, DJ Problems Official, I believe.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Cool. And, find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Find everything there, all information, at ROTPOD, rollingofftrackpodcast@gmail.com, Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher app, everywhere, iTunes, everywhere, right, DJ?
Yes, sir. Check us out, guys. Thanks for the follows, and thanks for the listeners' views, and, checking us out. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Alrighty. Carlix.
Yes, sir.
Universal Studios or Six Flags?
That's a tough one. I go with Universal Studios.
Cool. DJ.
Yes, sir.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh. I'm all about the dark side, buddy.
Star Wars?
Yes, sir. I'm all about the dark side.
And Mr. Sky from Texas. Frodo or Smeagol?
Smeagol.
Alrighty.
He's just more interesting.
More interesting. Yes, sir. Alright, Sky. Any last words?
I'm gonna go with Yoda. Luminous beings we are. Crude flesh we are not.
Yes.
Ah!